The first reading is a reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord said to Moses in the desert of Paran, Send men to reconquer the land of Canaan, which I am giving the children of Israel. You shall send one man for each ancestral tribe of all of them princes. After doing the land for 40 days, they returned, met Moses and Aaron and the whole congregation of the children of Israel in the desert of Paran at Kadesh, made a report to them all and showed the fruit of the country and to the whole congregation. They told Moses, "We went into the land in which you sent us. It indeed does flow with milk and honey, and here is its fruit. However, the people there are living in the land are fierce, and the towns are fortified and very strong. Besides, we saw the descendants of Anakim there. Amalekites live in the region of Negeb. Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites dwell in the highlands, and Canaanites among the seacoast and the land banks of the Jordan. Caleb, however, to quiet the people toward Moses, said, 'We ought to go up and seize the land, for we can certainly do so.' But the men who had gone up with him said, 'We cannot attack these people. They're too strong for us.' So they spread discouraging reports among the children of Israel and about the land that they had scouted, saying, 'The land that we explored in a country that consumes its inhabitants, and all the people we saw there are huge, veritable giants. The Anakim were the race of giants. We felt like mere grasshoppers, and so we must have seemed to them.' At this, the whole community broke out with loud cries, and even in the night the people wailed. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, 'How long will this wicked assembly grumble against me? I have heard the grumblings of the children of Israel against me. Tell them, by my life, says the Lord, I will do to you just as I have heard you say. Here in the desert shall your dead bodies fall. 40 days you spent scouting in the dead land, and 40 years shall you suffer for your crimes, 1 year for each day. Thus you will realize what it means to oppose me. I, the Lord, have sworn to do this to all this wicked assembly that conspired against me. Here in the desert they shall die, to the last man.'" The word of the Lord. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. We have sinned, we and our fathers. We have committed crimes. We have done wrong. Our fathers in Egypt considered not your wonders. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. But soon they forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. They gave way to craving in the desert and tempted God in the wilderness. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. Remember us, Lord, as you favor your people. Then he spoke of exterminating them, but Moses, his chosen one, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." And he said in reply, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It's not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we focus on faith, and we see the Israelites had no faith, and they even went against faith. They came and says, no, we can't do it. God told us to do it, but we can't do it. Those people will kill us. And God says, okay, I'm going to give you what you want. You're all going to die. Isn't that nice? And so then we get to the gospel, and this woman comes and takes God, and Jesus isn't nice to her. I don't care how you explain this away. He's not very nice. And then he sits there, and she keeps persevering because her faith is strong. And then Jesus looks at her and says, great is your faith. Let it be given to you as you wish. So again, our faith and what we wish has a lot to do with what we receive. If we're these people that don't trust God, that don't have faith in God, that say, oh, this can't happen, God will say, okay, let it be done as you wish. Huh? That's good. You're going to get what you want. And then you have another one. Even when Jesus isn't nice to her, keeps pushing with faith, keeps pushing and persevering, and she gets what she wants. What about us? Are we people that persevere in our faith? Or do God just say, oh, no, no, okay, God says, I'll give you what you wish. What if God gives you what you wish today? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.